Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf Ayin Zayin. We were still on Ayin Vav Amud Beis. We're towards the top of Ayin Vav Amud Beis. We're dealing with this concept called Tzomes Hagidin, the collection of the sinews or the joint of the sinews. And we were talking about the Tzomes Hagidin in the animals, which is sort of the back, underneath the knee, behind the knee, and the Tzomet Hagidin in chickens. And we said that the Tzomet Hagidin in animals is 3 sinews, and the Tzomet Hagidin in chickens is 16 sinews. The last thing we saw was that if it's missing one of those sinews, it would be a treifa. Mar Bar Avashi told a story. He was standing in front of his father, Avashi. They brought him a chicken. He checked that Tzomet Hagidin. He found only 15 sinews, but then he looked at one of the sinews. It seemed a little bit thick, and he was, manipulating it. It actually separated into 2, so he said it was a kosher chicken. That's what he'd gotten up to. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 lines. Then we're at the 12th line. Amr Avinu Marav, Ravina Sadim Marav. Tzomet Hagidin Shamru. This law of Tzomet Hagidin Birubo. It applies to the majority. So it sounds like if the majority of it is cut, it's not kosher. My rubo, what does it mean, majority? Actually, even less than the majority of all 3. Berov echad mehem, the majority of one of them. So it sounds like if the majority of one of these sinews is cut, then already the animal's not kosher. Wow, that's the view of Rav. Kiamrita kamei de Shmuel. One of Yehuda said this in front of Shmuel. I'm going to listen 1 second. Mechti, let's take a look. There are 3 sinews there. So even if one of them were to be cut entirely, you still have another 2. So it's, how can you say that the rove, the majority of one, makes it puzzle? You still have another 2 to make it kosher. So 1 second before we deal with that question. Time of dikatre, the only issue is because you have 2. Halakatre lo, if you wouldn't have another 2, it wouldn't be kosher. Noi, that seems to be against the lesson of Rav Noi. Amar Rav Noi, Amar Shmuel. Rav Noi said the name of Shmuel. Tzomet Hagidin, this collection of sinews, afilu nishtayer ba'ela kechut asarbel ksheira. Even if it's almost all cut, and the only thing left is just little thread of a sarbel. Sarbel is like, how do they translate sarbel?
A cloak,
right? So,
string of a cloak.
Like the string of a cloak. So basically almost all of it is cut. It's still kosher. So how can you say that it's only kosher if 2 are left? So there's another version that says like this. My rubo, what does he mean when he says the majority? Rov kol echad ve'echad, the majority of each one. So each of the 3, the majority was cut. But then when I said in front of Shmuel, normally he said to me, Mechti, 1 second, let's take a look. There are 3 of them. You still have a third of each one, right? If the majority of each one is cut, 2/3 of each one, you still have a third left of each one. That should be enough to be considered Tzomet Hagidin, and should be kosher. And that is Mesayel El Rav Noi. That's a proof to Rav Noi. Amar Rav Noi, Amar Shmuel, Rav Noi's name is Shmuel. Tzomet Hagidin Shamru, when they said Tzomet Hagidin, afilu nishtayer ve'lekuchot asarvel, even if what's left is just like the thread of a cloak. In other words, in each one, there's a little bit left. Kshera, it is kosher. Again, it's not like the views that we saw earlier. We saw earlier the view yesterday that you'd have to have either Rov Minyan, 2 out of the 3, or Rov Binyan. The largest amount is still left, and the other 2 are cut, which are the lesser amounts. Okay, so now we go on to a new treifa mentioned in the Mishnah, or a new concept mentioned in the Mishnah, and that was Nishbar ha'etzem. The Mishnah said, if the bone was broken, but imrov ha'basar kayam, if the majority of the meat is still there, even though the bone was broken, then shchitaso mitaraso. The shchita still makes it kosher. And if not, ain shchitaso mitaraso. The shchita doesn't make it kosher. So now we're talking about that concept. So the Mishnah said, Nishbar ha'etzem. Amar Rav. Rav said, when the Mishnah says, Nishbar ha'etzem, if the bone was broken, but it's still covered by the majority, it's still its majority, it's covered by the meat and the skin and the sinews, where is it broken? It means like this. Depends where. Lamala minar kuva. If the bone was broken above the joint. In other words, remember we learned yesterday, the three bones in the leg of an animal. So if the middle bone is broken above the joint connecting the middle with the bottom bone, imrova basar kayam. So now, if after the break you still have most of the meat, so it's mostly covered, then zevezem mutter. So then the bone is and the organ is considered attached to the animal. The shechit of the animal works for the entirety of the animal. It also works for this organ. And this organ is considered kosher, shechtet. However, v'im lav, but if you have a break above the bottom knee, you have a break in that middle bone, and you don't have enough meat to cover the bone, so only a minority of the bone is covered, then zevizeh aser, then both the organ is not allowed, as well as the animal, because the organ would have a law of basar medul, of bas aver medul dal, of a limb that is already just barely hanging on. And even more so, the animal also is not considered not kosher, because it's considered basically that shchita osenipul, that this organ already detached during the lifetime of the animal. And we know that if you take a big knife and you chop off the leg above the knee, that's what we saw yesterday, it's a trefa. So it's considered a trefa. The animal is considered a trefa. The animal wasn't permitted through the shechita. However, it's like we'll get to all the shmuel and then we'll get to the questions. Lamata min arkuva, if the break is underneath the joint, in other words, in the bottom leg, so now it depends. Im rova basar kayam, if you still have meat and skin and sinews to cover the majority of the bone and the bone break, to cover the majority of the break, then since the majority covered, it's still considered attached to the animal. So zevezem mutter. So both the organ, this part of leg, as well as the entire animal are permitted with the shechita. Im la, but if when you have a break underneath on the bottom bone and you don't have enough tissue to cover the majority of the break, so then aver aser, that organ piece is not allowed. It's considered detached. It's considered aver midzul zal. But even if it's detached, it doesn't make it a trefa. Ubehema muteras, the animal would be permitted. Shmuel amar, but Shmuel disagreed. Shmuel said like this, bein lamala, bein lamata, whether the break is above the joint or it's beneath the joint, whether it's in the middle bone or it's in the bottom bone, imrova basar kayam, if you have still a majority covered by flesh and skin and sinews, zevizem mutter, it's considered attached to the animal, and the limb became permitted with the shechita, as well as the animal becoming permitted with the shechita. Im lav, but if you don't have a majority covered with meat, you only have a minority covered with meat, aver asur, the organ's going to be prohibited because it's considered aver medul dal, ubehema muteres, but the animal as a whole is considered kosher, because the when we say a law, let's say of trefa, when the leg is chopped off over the joint, if the leg is chopped off, but here the leg wasn't chopped off, the leg was broken, still there, okay, it's not covered by much, but it's still there, so it doesn't make the animal into a trefa. Okay, now, question, Baruch?
Yeah, but Rabbi, I thought with, once the leg is broken,
yeah,
okay, is trefa?
Apparently not.
You know, it says
depends
that
if what's left is covering
meat,
it.
Yes. You know, then it's okay, it's kosher.
How bad the break is. Right.
Yeah, wouldn't be a trefa then.
But let's say the chickens, you know, they check the bones to see if it was broken or mm-hmm. intact or whatever before they do the
No, with the chicken, I think they're checking the tzomen agidim that we saw, if it has all 16 mm-hmm. sinews. I think that's what they're checking.
I really thought it was a broken leg, you know, and it got mended or got, you know, tender, then it's not kosher anymore.
It depends where the break is.
We saw the missing leg.
Good. So now we have this argument between Rav and Shmuel. Maskefler Rav Nachman to Shmuel. So Rav Nachman challenged Shmuel. Understand, how can you say that if there is a break, whether above or below, and there is not enough meat to cover the break, the organ is prohibited, but the animal is allowed. I understand. People aren't going to understand that. They're going to say, Yomer, they're going to say, Every man mutal ba'ashpa, a limb from this is in the garbage. Umuteris, and yet the animal is permitted. So Amalei Rav Acha Bar Rav Huna, Rav Nachman. So Rav Acha Bar Rav Huna said to Rav Nachman, why is this only a question on Shmuel? Rav Nami, this should be a problem for Rav too. Because what did Rav say? Rav said if the break is on the lower bone, in other words, beneath the arkuva, but you don't have enough meat to cover the break, so then the organ is prohibited because of Eiver Midzul Zal, but the animal is allowed. So in second, saying the same question. You know what people are going to say? Eiver Menem Mutul Ba'ashba. An organ of it is thrown into the garbage in Muteris, and yet the animal is allowed. Amalei, Rav Nachman responded to Rav Acha Bar Rav Huna. Hachi Kamina. This is my question. Eiver. When you have an organ, Shachaya Mimena, which is what the animal lives from, that organ. In other words, when you have an organ with a break above the arkuva, as Baruch pointed out, above the arkuva, that's a place of trephos. If the organ's cut off at that spot, it's a trepho. The animal's not living anymore, right? So here you have that organ, mutul ba'ashba, that organ's in the garbage. Because here, there was a break there, and there wasn't enough meat to cover it. So you're going to say when you have a break in a spot, you have some trepho part in the garbage, umuteris, and yet the rest of the animal's allowed? Now that's only a question for Shmuel, because according to Rav, that's not true. According to Rav, if you'd have a break above the kneecap, a break in the middle bone, and a minority of it being covered, then the animal's a trepho. So it wouldn't be that the rest of it is allowed. Okay. So this was the question, and the Gemara doesn't give an answer. Okay, so now the halacha. Shalchu Mitzah, they sent from Eretz Yisrael. Hilchasa kavasei derav, halachas like Rav. Hadur Shalchu, then they sent another message from Eretz Yisrael. No. Hilchasa kavasei deshmo, halachas like Shmuel. Hadur Shalchu, then they sent another message from Eretz Yisrael. No, we're going to change it. It's back. Kavasei derav, halachas like Rav. Ve'ever atzmo, and they added another thing. This organ itself is mitami b'masa. This organ, which is not covered by the majority of the flesh, in other words, this bone that's broken, it's not covered by, most of it is not covered by meat, has the status of Eiver Min Achai, is the status of an organ that came off of the animal when it was alive, and therefore it has tumas nevela, and it will create tumah if somebody were to carry it. Masiv Rav Chizda challenged this. How could you say that? We learned back in a brisa. The brisa is back and forth, and the brisa is like this: Lo imtiar tashchitas trefa osa. That's Eiver Medul Dulba. No, you can't say that when you shech the trefa, it makes it not tame, or it will make the organ hanging onto it not tame, because that's davar shagufa, because that's only something about its own body. The shechita will work for its own body to remove its tumah status. But the tara se'ubar, is that a reason to say that a shechita is able to purify a fetus, davar she'eino guf, which is not its body? So you see that when you have Eiver Medul Dal, the shechita removes tumah. How could you say that Rav said that on the Eiver Medul Dal there is Tumas Nevela? The Shechita should remove the Tumas Nevela. So the Gemara is like this. Amar Lei, so Rava said back to Rav Chizda, Haduri Parchi Lamalach. Why do you have to go to a Braisa to ask such a question? Osev Imasnisen. You could have even asked from a Mishnah. People knew more Mishnais than they knew Braisos. The Mishnah is going to say later on, Nishchata Behema. If you have an Eiver Medul Dal, if you have organ or piece of meat just barely hanging on, if the animal is slaughtered, Hukshu B'dameh, so then that meat or the organ become able to become Tameh through the blood running through it. Here, Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon Amar Lo Hukshu, Rabbi Shimon says, it wasn't Hukshar. So, talking about Hukshar, it's really itself, is not Tameh, it's Tumas Nevela. So Amar Lei, so Rav Chizda said back, no, Masnis Nikulat Chuy Kedit Dachinan. The Mishnah is not such a question. Because as we pushed it away earlier, we can say that when the Mishnah says the shechita didn't make that which is meduldal. Tame is referring to basar meduldal, a little piece of meat hanging out, but not a whole organ. But the Braisa specifically said about a whole organ hanging on that the shechita is going to make it tzar. It's not going to be tame. Kisalik Ribzera. When Ribzera left and he went up to the land of Israel, he left Babel. Ashkechel Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba. He met Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba. The Yosef Kamal Lashmait, he was saying over this whole back and forth in the name of Rav. Amarleis, Rabbi Zera said to Rabbi Yirmiyahu Yasher. He was saying it very nicely. V'chein tirgama Arioch b'Vavel. And this is the way Shmuel, the great leader, explains it in Babel. Arioch Manu, who is Arioch? Shmuel. He is Shmuel. And he explained it this way. Now, when did the Mishnah say that if the bone is broken, there's the majority of it is covered with meat, so then it is kosher with the shechita? That's referring to if the majority is covered with meat. But if the bone is broken above the, if the bone is broken and only a minority is covered with meat, then it's considered right, but if the bone is broken above the arkuva, even if the majority is covered with meat, it's still going to be aser, as Rav said. So one second, about miflik palik, but we know that Shmuel disagrees with Rav. So my answer is other based Shmuel agabe de Rav. Ultimately, Shmuel changed his mind, and he came back to the view of Rav. Okay, Tana Rabbanu Lintana Brais, Nishbara Etzem. Let's say the bone is broken, the yatzal lachutz, and part of it went outside of the skin. So im or ubasar chofenes rubo, if you still have skin and meat covering the majority of the bone, mutter, the organ is permitted. Im lav, but if now that you have something protruding, you don't have a majority being covered, aser, it's not allowed. The kama rubo, what's the definition of majority? Yes, Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan, send him Rabbi Yochanan, Rov Uvyo." It has to be a majority of the thickness. Amri Lo, but others say, Rov Hekefo, a majority of the circumference. Rav Papa said, Hilkach Bein on both. Therefore, we need Rov Uvyo, the majority of the thickness, to be covered. Uvayin and Rov Hekefo, we need that the majority of the circumference to be covered as well. Amar Ulam Rabbi Yochanan, Ula said, name of Rabbi Yochanan, in regards to this halacha, that if a bone is broken, but then it's covered by the majority, it's still considered attached to the animal, or areu kibas, our skin would have the same status as meat. If it's covered by skin, it's also considered covered. Amar Rav Nachman, Ula Rav Nachman said to Ula, Velema Mar, why don't you say, or mitzarf lebasar? Why don't you say that skin can combine with meat to be considered a majority? The ha'or ubasar katani, because the Braisa speaks about skin and meat. So it sounds like you have to have some meat too. Amalei said anad or obasar taninan. I had a different version. Skin or meat covering also makes it kosher. Ikadami different version. Amar ulam Rabbi Yochanan ulasanim Rabbi Yochanan or mitzdarf lebasar. Skin can combine with the meat to be considered enough covering the broken bone. Amalei Rav Nachman leula. So Rav Nachman said to ula v'leim amar, why don't you say, or mashlim lebasar lechumra, that you have to have a majority of meat, and the skin can, you have to have mostly of this majority being meat, and the skin can complete it to be a full majority of the bone. Amalei said, ana uftu yadana, I know the facts, I know what happened, that there was a case, Tahu bar guzla, there was this guy, there was this little chick, Tahava bei Rav Yitzchak, in the house of Rav Yitzchak, to or mitzdarf lebasar, who, the bone of it broke, and most of the of this broken bone, both most of the thickness and most of the circumference, were covered by combining meat and skin. So you had 50% meat, 50% skin in order to get to be covered. They burnt before Rabbi Yochanan, but actually he said it was kosher. Amar Leh, so he said to one second, Bar Gozla Kamat, you're talking about a chick. Bar Gozla Derakach Shiny, a chick has very thin, soft skin. So since it's soft skin, it's different, but maybe it would be different when you deal with the skin of animals. Okay, some more. Hanu Gidin Rakin, these soft sinews. Tasul Akami de Rabba, was brought in front of Rabba to ask, would they be able to combine with meat to make it considered that the majority of the bone was covered, and therefore the piece that has the broken bone is still attached to the animal. Rabba said, yes, soft sinews certainly do combine. What are we going to think about? What would we be worried about? Ha, the first one, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, he didn't say so from the hakshos, and you have soft sinews, even if they are ultimately going to get hard. If they are part of a Karban Pesach, people can sign up if that's going to be their portion of the Karban Pesach. Oh, and furthermore, another reason why we should be lenient when we have soft sinews covering the broken bone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is careful for Jewish money. We shouldn't be so quick to say something is a treif. We should be lenient in order to allow the butchers to make money.
But the Pesach can't have Korban Pesach, can't have any broken bones. You can't break any bones.
Yeah.
Then you can have broken bones.
No, we're saying that you could eat the soft sinews. You know, it's everybody has to have a kazayas. They could have a kazayas of soft sinews, and that's also considered a kazayas meat. So you see, if it's considered meat in regards to eating Pesach, it's considered meat in regards to covering a broken bone.
They didn't pay too much.
They didn't pay too much. Rav Papa said back to Rabba, Rav Shimon ben Lakish disagrees. He holds that you cannot sign up to eat the soft sinews of a sheep as your Karban Pesach. So you see, he holds that the soft sinews are not considered meat. Now here we're talking about the Surah D'Oraisa. Here we're talking about the possible treifa issues. So you're going to say, my lechushla, what do we have to be worried about? So Ishtik, so Rabbi was quiet. He didn't say anything back to this challenge from Rav Papa. So Gemara now asks, my Ishtik, why was Rabbi quiet? Vama Rabba, but Rabbi said, Hilchasa kavasat of Shimon lakish bani klas. Allah is like kushlakish, only three things. One of them is not this. This isn't one of them. So my answer is, Rabbi was quiet, kashaini hacha, here was different. So hada be Rabbi Yochanan, lagabri of Shimon lakish, because ultimately Rabbi Yochanan changes his mind. And he agrees with Reish Lakish that the soft sinews are not considered meat. Because as we learn later, Rabbi Yochanan tells Reish Lakish, "Al tikni teini, don't upset me." I'm saying this mission only as a private view, but not the majority view. The halacha is not like that. So if Rabbi Yochanan also agreed that the soft sinews don't have the status of meat, if they don't have the status of meat, they can't cover the majority of the bone to render the bone that's broken considered still attached to the mother. All right, now a story. Hahu, there was a story with an animal where Nishbara Etzem, the bone broke, the Yatza Lachut, and it went outside of the skin. And the Ishtakil Kortisamine, and a little bit of the bone was taken away. And there was a little bit of the bone fell off to the ground. So Asa Lakamed Abaye, they came in front of Abaye to ask, is this considered still kosher since the majority of the bone break was covered with meat? Is it considered kosher? So Shai Tlilsa Rigli, he made it wait for three occasions, made the three regalim, others, you know, three times he went to ask, you know, Rabbanim questions to see what's the answer. Amalei Rav Ada Bar Masna, so Rav Ada Bar Masna said, Zil Kamei de Rava Brei, Rav Yosef Bar Chama, go to Rava. Or go before Rava, the son of Rav Yosef Bar Chama, the Harifa Sakina. He is a very sharp knife. In other words, he's a very sharp thinker. Ask him. Right? Abai is not giving you an answer. So Asal Kame. So he went and he brought the animal to Rava. Amarle, he said, listen, Nechti, let's take a look. Nishbar etzem yatzalachutz tnan. The Braisa said that if the bone broke and some of it went out, as long as the majority of the bone is still covered, it's still kosher. So therefore, Mali Nafal, Mali Isi, who cares whether that little bit that went out is gone, that it fell, or it's still around. As long as the majority is covered, it should still be kosher. All right, that was the conclusion. All right, now talking about a bone that's broken and a majority of it being covered with meat, so then it's still kosher. It's not a trefo. Amalei Ravina L'Rava, Ravina said to Rava, Mislakit Mahu. What happens if the bone is broken and the meat that's covering it is not in one place? There's a little bit here and a little bit there. If you combine them together, it'd be considered a majority. Or misrose smah. What about if this meat that's covering is very worn down? It's not thick. So is such meat also able to heal it? Mismasme smahu. What happens if this meat that's covering it is itself rotting? What's the definition of rotting? Amravuna bread of Yeshua, kol sharofe kodro. You know, it's meat that the doctor would want to scrape away because it is rotting. So is that considered meat that's able to cover the bone break to make the bone still considered part of the mother? But then other questions in the yeshiva. Nikav, let's say this meat that's covered, the broken bone, has a hole in it. So mahu, what's the halacha if it has a hole in it? Does that impact it? Niklaf mahu, what happens if it's peeled away? It's no longer attached to the bone. What would the halacha be? Nizdak mahu, if it has a crack along its entire length, what would the halacha be? Nital shlish atachton, let's say the bottom third of that meat was removed, but two-thirds of the meat is still there. So mahu, what's the halacha? All right, so let's talk about the last question. Tashma, come in here, proof. Amar ulam Rabbi Yochanan, ulas in Rabbi Yochanan, or areu kibasar, skin has the same status as meat. So just like meat covering it makes it kosher, skin covering it also makes it kosher. So even if the bottom third of the meat is removed, you still have the skin covering the broken bone, so it should be kosher. So Gemara said, no, maybe not. Dilma dekana mashka didei. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan only spoke about when the bone broke in a spot
it
doesn't have any meat, a spot that only has skin, let's say the middle bone, that's a spot at some points, right, the middle bone next to the joint with the lower bone, at that point it's just skin, so there the skin covering the broken bone makes it considered covered. But maybe when you're further higher up, let's say by the top bone where there's a lot of meat, if that meat is taken out and it's hollowed and you just have some skin covering the broken break, maybe that's not considered covered. All right, another law. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, Kavina Be'er Rav Papi, when I was in the house of the yeshiva Rav Papi, we had the following question. Nikdar Kimin Tabas. Let's say there was they drilled out of this meat that's covering the break like a ringworth. So even though you still have meat covering the break, it's like a ring worth of meat that is missing. So what's the halacha? So since the meat that's covering the break is separated from other meat here, because you had this whole ring worth taken out, maybe it's not considered covered, or maybe it is considered covered. Upashtanas, I resolved it, meha, da'am Rav Yehuda Marav, from this review to send him Rav, da'var zeh, Sha'alti la'chacham v'larofim. I asked this question to the doctors as well as to the rabbis. When they said the way to do it is like this: Misarto be'etzem. Take another bone and scratch it with another bone, and through that it's going to produce blood. And through the producing of blood, the two parts of meat are going to reconnect. Umala rucha, and the bone itself will regrow. Now you have to use a bone to scratch it, avol parzel, but if you use metal to scratch, marz of zar, if that makes etchings into the meat, and it won't enable it all to regrow and to heal. So I'm Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, v'hu dekana karma didei. We only permit when we see that around where you made that cutting out, the meat has begun to connect to the bone. So that's a sign that it's beginning to heal. Then if you scratch it and make it bleed a bit, you're going to make it heal further. And if it heals further, so then clearly it's not going to be a trefa anymore. Okay, so now we go back to the theme of this chapter, which is what's the status of the stuff that's inside the womb of the mother. A person who slaughters the mother. Umatzaba shilya, and he finds in it the placenta. Doesn't find a fetus, he finds inside of it the placenta. So nefesh hayafa, a person who's tough, doesn't get, you know, revolted by things that aren't so appealing. Tochlena is allowed to eat it. He's allowed to eat it because it was babehema, it's inside the animal. It got permitted through the shkita of the animal. Some people might not want to eat it. It doesn't look so good. All right, but if you're not so disgusted by it, you could eat it. And therefore, if though it is gross, and you don't want to eat it, then it's not going to make tuma, lo tumas ochle, not the tuma of food, because it's not food, but lo tumas nevelos, nor would it have the status of a nevela. If the mother were to die, it's not called meat, it's not called nevela. But he shavaleh, but if he was planning to eat it, mitama tumas ochle, then it would have the status of food, it would become tame, as food that becomes tame. Avalo tumas nevelos, but it wouldn't have the ability to become tame as a nevela. Next case, you have again the placenta. Shil yashiyatsta miktsasa. When the animal is still alive, some of this placenta went out of the womb. So, asura, then you're not allowed to eat it. Be'achila, you're not allowed to eat it because we're worried that maybe in this placenta there was the head of the animal and therefore it was born. And if it was born, then the shkita of the mother wouldn't work for it. If the shkita of the mother wouldn't work for it, it also wouldn't work for the placenta. Even though we don't see it, we're worried. Maybe in the placenta there's some birth here. Because we know, simen vlad b'isha, the placenta is a sign of a child in a woman. The simen vlad b'behema, it's also a sign of a child in an animal. Now, next case. Hamevakeres, let's say you have a kosher animal and it's giving birth for the first time. It's opening its womb. Shepila shilya. But what came out was not a fetus, what came out was the placenta. So even though we know that there may have been a child in it, yashlichen ala klav, and you can throw it to the dogs, because first of all, it may have been a female, which doesn't have the holiness of Bechor. Or it may have been something which is disformed, which also wouldn't have the holiness of Bechor. Uvamukdashim, but if the animal itself was a carbon, tikarve, you need to bury, because maybe even if it was a female, because if it was a female, also would have kedusha of the carbon, so therefore it needs to be buried. Vein kovanos of a precious drachim, when you bury this shilya, you wouldn't bury it on a crossroads. Vein tolanos of be'ilan, or you hang it on a tree. Because that's the way of the non-Jews and their superstitions, that they hang placentas for good luck and things like that. So we don't do that because we're not allowed to do such superstitious activities. Says the Gemara, how do we know this? That the shechita of the mother would permit the placenta inside. So the same thing we saw earlier, the Tanur Rabbanan in Abraisa. The verse says, "Kol behema tochelu," right? "Kol ba behema tochelu." In the animal you shall eat. The rabbi says shilya to include the placenta that's inside. Yachafilu yatsa miksasa. Maybe even if it went out partially, you can still eat it. Tamalom. That's what it says. Osa, that you can eat. Osa, it you can eat. Velo shilyasa, but not its placenta. Mech, let's take a look. In shilya below vlad. We know that whenever there's a placenta, there's always going to be some child. Salam alikra. That's what I need a pasuk for. We know already from the word earlier, Baba Hema. We said earlier that the Baba Hema permits the vlad that's inside. So my answer is, you're right, cross machta ba'amo, the pasuk's not really necessary. It's just a way to remember it. Then we said that the shilya doesn't have tumas ochlim. So now talking about tumas ochlim. Why are Yitzchak bar Nafka? Yitzchak bar Nafka, the question. Or chamor shishlako. Let's say the skin of a donkey, but that was cooked a lot in boiling water. Mahu, what is the halacha? Lamai, in regards to what? If you're going to tell me, the question is it now considered a food that it could become tameh? Tanina, we already have a brisa about it. Ila tumas nevelos, and if your question is regards to tumas nevela, also tanina, we have a brisa about it. Tumas ochlin, in regards to food, we have a brisa. Tanu din a brisa, or the skin, vashilya, or the placenta, emetam and tumas ochlin, they do not have the status of food, they cannot become tameh as tumas ochlin, or shishlako, but if you have a skin that you boiled a lot, Vishulya Shahishiv Aleh, and a placenta that you're planning to eat, Mitama Tumas Ochlin, then they do have the ability of becoming Tame as Tumas Ochlin. So what's the question? Tumas Nevelos Namitanina. Also in regards to Tumas Nevela, we have a Braisa. The Pasuk says Benivlasa. So in her Nevela, Veloba Or, that's not the skin, Veloba Tzamas, not the bone, Veloba Gita, not the sinews, Veloba Karnai, not the horns, Veloba Tlafayim, not the fingernails, the toenails. Rabbi Baruchan explained. The Braisa is saying these things are not mitameh. The point is, even Ella Asan Tikik Deir, even if you cook them a lot, even so, they're not mitameh Tumas Nevela. So you see that the laws of the status of skin in regards to Tumas Ochlin, in regards to Tumas Nevela, were already said. So what's Rav Yitzchak Nafcha teaching us when he says that the skin of a donkey that's cooked a lot, he has a question about. So the Gemara said like this, Lo'olam really, his question was in regards to Tumas Ochlin. And he's saying this, even though the first Brisa said that once it's cooked, it could become Tamei Tumas Ochlin, Shani or Chamor, but maybe the skin of a donkey is different. It's because it's very disgusting. And therefore, since it's very disgusting, maybe even after it's cooked, it cannot become Tamei as Tumas Ochlin. It's still not considered a food. So the Mishnah said, Shulya Shiyatsa, if you have a fetus going out, so then you can't eat it anymore because we're worried that maybe there was the head of the child in that. I'm sorry, if you had the placenta going out, you can't eat it anymore because we say maybe the head of the child went out with it. And therefore, since the child is prohibited, therefore the placenta becomes prohibited with the child. Rabbi Lazar said, this that we said, if the placenta goes out, it's prohibited. Lo shanu, that's only Ella, she'ain ima vlat. We don't see the child. So since we don't see the child inside, so then we're concerned maybe the child has already disintegrated. But when he really, when the placenta came out, the head of it came out. Aval yeshim avlad. But if you have a placenta coming out and we still see a child inside, and that child inside hasn't put out his head, he hasn't put out the majority of the body, then fine. Then the placenta would be permitted to be eaten. Ein choshen levlad acher. We're not worried that maybe inside this placenta there was a second child. Besides the child that we see inside, there was another child in the placenta whose head went out when this piece of placenta went out. Rabbi Yochanan disagreed. He said, Bein eini mavlad, whether there is no child with it, Bein yeshi mavlad, and even in a case where we see with this placenta there's still a child, the placenta that went out becomes prohibited because choshen levlad acher. We are worried that maybe there's another child here with the placenta going out. Ask Gemara, Aini, is that really so? But didn't Rabbi Yirmiya said, L'chumra am Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar is more machmir. And we're saying here that Rabbi Lazar is less than Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara therefore changes it. Eliyatmar, if something was said, Achim, and this is what was said. Rabbi Lazar said, what we learned in the Mishnah, Lo Shanu, Ella, that's only Shein Akshura Bavlad, when the placenta is not still attached to a existing fetus. So then we're worried that maybe when you have a placenta that's not attached, maybe inside this placenta there is another child coming out, and therefore you can't eat this placenta. Avok Shura Bavlad. But if this placenta that's coming out is still attached to a child inside, and you see that it's attached, so then in Choshen Levlad Acher, we're not worried that there's another child around. So we see that it's just a piece of placenta that came out, and the placenta doesn't become prohibited. Rabbi Yochanan said, no. Anu Ein Lanu. No, we only have the following. Ela Shilya Belovlad. Only a placenta without a child. Then there's no child in the womb. There's just a placenta coming out. We're worried maybe there was a child head coming out in this placenta. Aval yeshim avlad, but if there is a child in the womb, then bein kshur bavlad, whether it's attached to the child, as the case of Rabbi Lazar, or bein ein kshur bavlad, even if it's no longer attached to the child, in choshen levlad acher, we're not worried that maybe there was another child here. So Rabbi Yirmiya said, l'chumra am Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar is the more stricter view, and Rabbi Yochanan is the more lenient view. Tanya kavasid Rabbi Lazar, we have a brice like Rabbi Lazar. Hamapeles, a woman who gives birth to a stillborn, who is min behema chayav of, that doesn't look like a child, it looks like an animal, a wild animal, or a bird, and vishilya imayin, with her placenta, with these things, bizman shekshura behen, when the placenta is attached to them, ein choshen levlad acher, we don't think maybe there was another child there. But ein kshura ben, if it's not attached, hareini matzvo lea chomer shnei vlados, then she has both stringencies. Shani omer, because I say shemani moach shafir shel shilya, maybe the child inside this placenta was disintegrated. The shemani moach shilyaso shel shfir, and we're also worried. We're worried that maybe the placenta of one disintegrated, and we're worried that maybe the fetus of the other disintegrated. Okay.